Welcome to episode number 32 of the Electrical Estimator podcast. I'm your host, Ken Dickerson. Today we're going to talk about one of the fastest growing areas in our industry, green energy projects, specifically solar and wind power installations. These projects are changing the way electricity is generated, distributed, and even estimated. For decades, most of our work revolved around traditional systems, lighting, receptacles, panel boards, and feeders powered by the utility grid. But now, more and more projects are asking for renewable energy components, solar panels on rooftops, wind turbines on campuses, and energy storage systems that keep the power flowing even when the sun isn't shining or the wind isn't blowing. For electrical estimators, this shift brings both opportunity and challenge. The opportunity comes from growth. Green energy projects are booming across the country, and demand for qualified electrical contractors is higher than ever. The challenge is that these projects don't always fit neatly into the estimating methods we use for standard commercial jobs. They have their own materials, labor requirements, design considerations, and risks. Estimating them accurately requires learning new systems, asking new questions, and thinking differently about how we measure value. Let's start with solar projects. A solar installation is essentially a power plant in miniature. It converts sunlight into electricity through photovoltaic panels. Those panels feed into inverters that convert direct current to alternating current, and then that alternating current connects to the building's electrical system or to the utility grid. On paper, that sounds simple, but from an estimator's perspective, there are a lot of moving parts. The first step in estimating a solar project is understanding the type of installation. There are rooftop systems, ground-mounted systems, and carport systems. Rooftop systems are common in commercial buildings, but they come with challenges like structural limitations, roof penetrations, and coordination with roofing contractors. Ground-mounted systems require trenching, conduit runs, and often racking systems anchored into the soil. Carport systems add the complexity of structural steel and overhead wiring. Each type has a different labor profile, and the estimator must visualize exactly how the installation will take place. Material costs are a major factor in solar projects. The panels themselves represent a large portion of the total cost, but so do the inverters, racking systems, wiring, and combiner boxes. Estimators must be careful to use current pricing, as solar equipment costs can fluctuate with global supply and demand. It's also important to verify what materials are included in the project scope. Some projects specify that the owner or developer will provide the panels, leaving the contractor responsible only for installation. Others require a full turnkey estimate. Clarifying that early prevents confusion and protects your bid. Labor productivity for solar work depends heavily on conditions. Installing panels on a single-story warehouse with easy roof access is very different from installing them on a steep metal roof or on a ground array that stretches for acres. Estimators must adjust labor units for terrain, weather, height, and accessibility. On large ground arrays, for example, you may need equipment such as skid steers, augers, or pile drivers for the racking system. All of that adds time and cost. Another key part of solar estimating is the electrical interconnection. The energy produced by the panels must be tied into the existing electrical infrastructure. That means feeders from the inverters to switchgear, disconnects, and metering equipment. These connections are where many solar estimates go wrong, especially if the drawings are incomplete. Estimators must trace the power flow carefully from the panels all the way to the point of connection. If you miss a feeder or underestimate the length of the run, you can lose thousands of dollars. Coordination with the utility company is another area that carries risk. The utility will usually require protective relays, metering, and sometimes special switchgear. These requirements vary by region, so an estimator must verify them before finalizing the bid. On more than one occasion, I've seen projects where the estimator assumed a simple connection, only to discover later that the utility required a separate metering cabinet, an isolation switch, and additional testing, all at the contractor's expense. Wind power projects bring their own set of estimating challenges. A wind turbine is a mechanical and electrical marvel, a massive generator sitting atop a tower, converting wind energy into electricity. From an estimator's perspective, the main cost components are the turbine itself, the tower, the foundation, the electrical collection system, and the interconnection to the grid. The turbines are usually supplied by manufacturers, but the electrical contractor is responsible for installing the collection system that gathers the power from each turbine and routes it to a substation. This involves long runs of underground cable, trenching, grounding, and terminations. The length of those runs can stretch for miles in large wind farms, so accurate measurement is critical. Trenching through rocky or uneven terrain takes more time and equipment than trenching through soft soil, and estimators must adjust their labor accordingly. Grounding is especially important in wind projects. Each turbine must be solidly grounded to protect against lightning strikes and electrical faults. This often requires extensive ground rings, rods, and bonding conductors. These materials can be expensive, and the labor to install them is significant. A good estimator never assumes the grounding is standard. You read the details, you count the components, and you make sure everything is priced accurately. Another consideration for both solar and wind projects is environmental permitting and compliance. These projects often have additional documentation and testing requirements that other jobs do not. Soil testing, environmental monitoring, and even wildlife protection can all affect schedules and costs. While those may not fall directly under the electrical scope, delays in those areas can still affect your work. Smart estimators plan for potential downtime or schedule shifts caused by external factors. Technology also plays a growing role in renewable energy estimates. Modern systems often include monitoring and data collection equipment that tracks performance and efficiency. This means more low-voltage cabling, more terminations, and sometimes network integration. Estimators must identify these systems early in the review process so they are not overlooked. Labor availability is another risk factor. Green energy projects are often located in rural or remote areas where qualified electricians may be limited. That can drive up labor costs or require additional travel, lodging, and per diem expenses. Estimators must account for these conditions. I've seen wind projects where the travel costs alone made up a significant percentage of the total bid. Let me share a story from my own career. I once worked on a solar carport project for a corporate campus. The estimator before me had done a great job on the material takeoff, but had forgotten to include the cost of trenching between carport structures and the main switchgear. Each trench was hundreds of feet long, crossing sidewalks and landscaped areas that required restoration afterward. The mistake cost thousands of dollars. That experience taught me that in renewable energy projects, the connections between components are just as important as the components themselves. It's not just what's on the roof or in the field, it's how everything ties together. Another key consideration is maintenance and warranty requirements. Many renewable energy projects include long-term maintenance obligations or performance guarantees. Even if your company is only responsible for installation, there may be requirements for testing, commissioning, and documentation. These tasks take time and specialized knowledge. Estimators must include labor for testing every string of solar panels, verifying inverter performance, and providing startup assistance. For wind projects, commissioning often involves coordination with the turbine manufacturer and may require the presence of factory technicians. These requirements should never be treated as afterthoughts. They are part of the job. Safety is another major concern in renewable energy work. Working at height on wind turbines or on sloped roofs for solar panels increases risk. Safety training, fall protection, and specialized equipment must be included in your estimate. Some contractors treat safety as overhead, but on renewable projects, it can represent a real cost difference. Estimators who include safety properly are not being cautious. They are being smart. As renewable energy technology continues to evolve, battery storage is becoming a standard feature. Many solar projects now include battery systems to store excess energy for later use. These systems add complexity, including high voltage connections, ventilation, and fire protection requirements. Estimators must review these systems carefully and coordinate with manufacturers to ensure accurate pricing. So, what does all this mean for electrical estimators? It means that renewable energy is not just a new type of project, it's a new mindset. Estimators must approach these jobs with curiosity and attention to detail. You can't rely solely on experience from traditional projects. You have to learn the language of renewable systems. Kilowatts, inverters, arrays, and energy yields, and translate that into accurate costs. As we bring this conversation to a close, here's the main takeaway. Estimating for solar and wind projects is not about guessing or gambling. It's about understanding how these systems work, where the costs lie, and what can go wrong. Renewable energy is not the future. It's the present. And estimators who master this type of work will position themselves and their companies for decades of opportunity. Thank you for listening to the iBid Electric podcast. Green energy is transforming our industry, and electrical estimators are at the heart of that transformation. The better you understand these systems, the more value you bring to your clients, your company, and the future of electrical construction.